China plants its flag on the moon. Former Israeli space chief claims that Donald Trump knows about UFOs.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
I got the VT! I'm seeing gorillas, I tell you!
Ah, oh, you're crazy. It ain't got no gas in it.
Hold your ears, folks.
Hey,
welcome to Paranormal UFO and Fringe News Podcast. Let's get started. China plants its flag on the moon with Chang's 5 lunar lander. China's now has a real flag on the moon. The sample collecting Chang's 5 moon lander deployed a small version of China's 5-star red flag on Thursday, December 3rd. According to Chinese Central Television, CCTV, this is the first time that China has realized the independent display of a 5-star flag on a lunar landscape. Looks like there's been 6 American flags planted by astronauts on the moon. I think Russia has also planted a flag. So I'm not really sure the point of China planting a flag on the moon. The United States is the only country to have successfully conducted crewed missions to the moon, with a last departing the lunar surface in December 1972. So I really don't understand what the point of China planting a flag, but good for them. All right, our next topic, aliens exist, and Donald Trump knows about it. Former Israeli space chief, some sensational claims. Israeli's former space chief, Ham Eshad, made a unprecedented claim that aliens exist, that the U.S. President Donald Trump knows about it, according to Haim, aliens are keeping their existence secret as humanity is not ready for them. The 87-year-old head of Israeli space security program for nearly 3 decades. The cooperation apparently includes a secret underground base on Mars. He was quoted as saying in media reports, Donald Trump stopped short of revealing their existence because of a Galactic Federation insisted humanity is not ready yet, he said. The aliens insisted humans need to evolve and reach a stage of where we will understand what space and spaceships are. Haim said that he's came up with what he's saying now for 5 years. If he came out 5 years ago, what he was saying, he would have been hospitalized. This is not the first time Haim's made such a claim and made similar claims in the book, The Universe Beyond the Horizon. So here's another article. The 87-year-old Shed explained it was okay to talk about aliens and things now because academics are far more open. If they'd come up with what I'm saying 5 years ago, I'd been hospitalized, so it's kind of the same thing. Let's look at another story here. Alien sightings. You know, the truth may be out there, but space aliens have reached an agreement with the U.S. Government to stay mum about the experiments they conduct on Earth, as well as their secret bases on Mars, until mankind is ready to accept them, a former head of Israeli space program claimed in an interview. You know, why are they all of a sudden now wanting to make this disclosure? You know, is it propaganda? Is it legit? You know, we need to be asking, why are they wanting to disclose this information after all these years, all the research that's been done? Is it to distract us? You know, why are they trying to distract us? You know, so we need to keep an eye on this and follow it and not get sucked in too quick. All right, thank you for being part of Paranormal UFO and Fringe News Podcast. Join us again next week.